This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Room presents Profile This.
Yes, Stephen Thrill, could you please everyone on Profile This is Play?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth, Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
What's up, Jeff?
All right, Jeff, you understand how this here.
We talk, but I listen every day. You guys still knock it out of the park. Keep it up, Roy.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man. So, obviously, you know how this here game is played.
Yes, I do. And Thrill, let's go dealer's choice, bro.
All right, let's see here.
Boom.
I'm going to go with...
Make it good now.
I'm going to go with hit me with your best shot.
All right.
All right, I don't know if you've ever heard of Breeze Airways, because I sure as hell haven't, but Breeze Airways said it had to divert a flight yesterday because a passenger got into an altercation with fellow flyers and flight attendants, shouted racial slurs, waved around a skateboard, hit people with something, and then managed to break free of restraints twice. So flight MX-704 departed Norfolk, Virginia at about 9 o'clock in the morning, bound for L.A., but it landed about 2 hours later in Grand Junction, Colorado. That's where the male passenger was arrested. Police said he was intoxicated, and the FBI identified him as Los Angeles resident David Carter. Now, one passenger on the flight said the man was throwing around F-bombs and N-bombs. Another said he was using a lot of racial slurs, targeting people of color, and was ultimately subdued by a 6'6" former high school football player who, quote, literally picked this man up underneath his armpits
6'6"
and put him down like he was putting him in a car seat.
You should be saying a former college player.
Now, Breeze Airways, which bills itself as the, quote, seriously nice airline, said no major injuries were reported, though one flight attendant and one passenger were evaluated for minor injuries. Now, the question is, in addition to waving around a skateboard and screaming slurs, what did this idiot actually assault people with? Was it his phone charger? Was it his belt? Was it his neck pillow? Or was it, in fact, his skateboard? So phone charger, belt, neck pillow, or skateboard, what did he assault other passengers with?
So his phone charger belt, you said, like around your waist belt?
Yeah, around your waist belt. So phone charger, belt, his neck pillow, or his skateboard?
Wow, that's a lot of information on this guy. I was expecting this to be more like what drugs he's on kind of thing.
It's California, dude, man.
California.
It's probably a skateboard.
He already was throwing a skateboard around, so that's kind of obvious, though. I don't know. What do you think, Ted, Miles?
I'm going skateboard.
Oh, I'll say phone charger.
That's a tough one. I'm going to throw it just for the fun of it. He took off his belt because he was stupid.
Okay.
All right. With his belt. All right, let's go, belt.
What did he hit with somebody with? Phone charger, belt, neck pillow, or skateboard? We'll find out next.
Yes, we will.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Plane had to make an emergency landing because of an unruly passenger.
Yes.
Attacked somebody with just about everything he had. Question is, what did he attack some passengers with? Phone charger, belt, neck pillow, or a skateboard?
And Jeff, that's the question we posed to you. Let us start with D-Ted Smith. And D-Ted Smith went with the skateboard. It's already in his hand. He's already swinging it.
Yeah.
Somehow he just didn't make contact with people, but not the skateboard. Miles, you went with the old phone charger.
I did.
No one on a plane does not have one. However, it was not the phone charger. And Jeff, you went with the belt. Said he probably just pulled it off and started whipping people. And you are correct.
Wow. There we go.
Old school.
Yes.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers. We got the Jimmys.
Kimmel and Fallon.
Kimmel's got a guest host. Stephen Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there in the title. All these guys have teams of talents and writers come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine. Is this a late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Dollar General's recalling some instant coffee because it might contain glass. If you're affected, you can reach Dollar General customer service by picking up the phone and then hanging up on yourself.
Seth.
Fallon.
Fallon.
Dollar General is recalling some of their instant coffee because it might contain glass. If you're affected, you can reach Dollar General customer service by picking up the phone and then hanging up on yourself.
Texas mom earned 4 degrees while working as a janitor at Texas A&M. She's planning to switch careers and become a teacher soon, so I guess she wants to make less money?
Ted Smith.
Yeah, Ted Smith.
Yeah, sad thing.
I know.
Teachers don't get paid a lot.
But no, they do not.
Spirit Airlines this week warned they might not be able to survive if they don't raise more money. And as someone who has to deliver jokes every day, this cannot happen. I need Spirit Airlines. Without those things, I'm flying blind. I'm like a pilot on Spirit Airlines.
Seth Meyers.
Colbert.
Seth Meyers.
Spirit Airlines this week warned that it may not be able to survive if it doesn't raise more money. And as someone who has to deliver a monologue every night, this cannot happen. I need Spirit Airlines. Without those things, I'm flying blind. I'm like a pilot on Spirit Airlines. See?
Yeah, Spirit Airlines and Taco Bell catch a lot of heat from him.
They absolutely do. But yeah. He's right, man. Like, I think all late night hosts are like, please, Spirit Airlines, just find a way.
Hanes is being purchased for over $2 billion. Hanes is getting rid of their underwear division, or as it's also known, going commando.
Fallon.
That's Fallon.
Hanes underwear brand is being purchased for over $2 billion. Ooh. Yep, Hanes is getting rid of their underwear division, or as also known, going commando.
All right, so President Trump does a lot of different stuff. So now the Kennedy Center, as it's still known now, but they're trying to push it through to rename it. So he announced yesterday he's going to host the Kennedy Center Honors.
All right.
Yeah. Of course, it's President Trump's. So like you said, it's going to be a big event. I've been asked to host. I said, I'm the President of the United States. I don't want to. They said, please. I said, okay, I'll do it.
That's exactly how that went down.
Oh, no, not me. Oh, no. Okay.
I couldn't do it.
Oh, no, 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 you're not doing it. I am.
All right, fine, I'll do it.
Who'd you say is doing it?
No, he's not. I am.
And he was supposed to be apprentice.
About to say, he hosted a show for years.
Right. It's kind of how he got even more famous.
They said they used to have to cut the living hell out of him. So as far as editing goes,
yeah,
it was. You really, they did a lot to make him look good.
Right.
So well, for him to be live at this thing, he better be on.
Right. Any speech that he gives, he goes off script all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
He just keep
it's
on going.
It's called the weave.
Yeah.
Weave. It's called grapevining.
Well, remember when he was on Rogan? And Rogan was like, you're doing. He's like, I'm weaving.
I'll bring it all back as soon as I remember where I started.
Look out for me.
Just like my hair. I call it the weave.
The weave.
The people being honored, George Strait.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Broadway star Michael Crawford.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
know who that is.
Yeah, I don't either.
He's the Phantom.
Oh, all right.
Phantom of the Opera.
Well, I'd never know because he wears that mask.
You know, the Phantom of the Opera is a little bit like Batman.
What do you mean?
Well, it's only half a mask. Well, it's not that hard to tell who it is.
No.
You know what I mean?
Wait a minute.
Right.
Like, are you the Phantom? No, man. Why'd you say that?
Yeah, or like Superman. It's like Mike takes off his glasses. It's
who
like,
the hell is that?
Oh, my God.
By heavens.
So it's like, yeah, I'm the Phantom.
He doesn't even uncoif his hair when he's
Clark
Kent.
But why do a lot of superheroes do that, man? Like Green Lantern, like, bro, you're covering your eyes.
Right.
I know who you are.
Robin. He had a mask on. And a goofy
what about
outfit.
Sometime he took it off.
Yeah.
There's episodes of Batman the TV show. Burt Ward is not wearing a mask.
Oh, my God.
You think Batman's like, God damn it, Robin.
I think they forgot. He forgot to put it on. And no one caught it. Because it was just like, yeah, that's him.
I don't need to hide my identity today,
no.
Batman.
Aquaman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, no, man, my name's Adam something. Like, brother, you're Aquaman. I mean, God damn.
All the fish.
Did Mighty Mouse wear a mask?
Mighty Mouse?
Yeah.
Now, he just got buffed, didn't he?
He could fly.
He just got buffed. Don't F with him.
Sylvester Stallone is also being honored. Gloria Gaynor.
Okay.
And Kiss.
Jesus.
Kiss.
That makes sense.
I don't know, man.
Folks, the world.
Gene Simmons.
The world stopped in 1983.
Yeah, I want to see those two on stage together.
Everybody's from like 1983. On
that's right. Two heads that are going to grow so damn big that they ain't going to be able to fit in that room together.
Well, neither of them will stop talking.
No!
No.
My question is, nothing!
And I wonder if, Trump. No Tommy Thayer. No Eric Singer.
He does not know those people.
I want Peter Criss back.
Peter.
I want Ace Frehley.
Do you think Peter Criss would show up?
Because
he is
I really
so mad at the band.
I don't know anything about that relationship at all.
It's not going to be Kiss. It's going to be, who's our buddy?
Minikiss?
No, it's going to be our buddy.
It's going to be Joe Dredd.
Joe Dredd?
Oh.
It's just going to be Craig Gass doing the impression.
Oh, yeah.
Just put on the makeup, do the impression, see if anyone notices.
He's just going to accept it over the phone.
Thank you. Well, listen, from an iconic standpoint, honest to God, all these people are somewhat iconic.
Absolutely.
Sure.
They all deserve to be put into something. I don't know what the Kennedy Center Honors represents more so than normally. It's Like, I know the one where it's...
I don't know. I mean, like, Tom Hanks is in there at the Oprah.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
golly.
Come on.
I was like
how do you think this is?
Jesus.
All right.
Well.
I had to look. It's like, did he actually? Okay.
Yeah.
Once again, Andrew Colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
That's the one.
Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the
program. Cut off the calls. No more callers.
Yeah. Just for clarification, the Kennedy Center honors our annual honors given to those in the performing arts for their lifetime of contributions to American culture.
All right. The kids should be there.
They should.
So yeah, everybody on the list is. Yeah.
I mean, Gloria Gaynor, though.
But that's the one I was
Other than about. I Will Survive.
What's wrong with that?
I love that song.
Name something other than I Will Survive from Gloria Gaynor.
They would put in, like, I don't know, Don McLean. And he's got one song.
Yeah.
American Pie.
Yeah.
So they kind of do this crap anyway. So I kinda
But I mean, like, those songs... Both of them are like classic Americana.
Yeah.
They are, very much, you know? Yeah.
But either way, now, it's like, I don't, I like the idea of knowing most of the recipients.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how they were picked. I'm not sure that anyone knows how they ever were. But
that
I think it's
song
gonna,
was just so iconic.
It still is.
It transcended, right? And
it's
generations.
Well, it kind of got its ass kicked by Let It Go.
I'm
telling you, like, my daughter's generation, that is their I Will Survive.
But no generation has listened to that song and thought, ew, this is old people music.
I don't think any girl, right, you know, later teenage or 20 years old, goes to that first breakup. Like, that's when Gloria Gaynor shows up.
Yes.
I am watching this.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Oh, I have to.
It's going to be a comedy show for the ages.
I'm just going to get stoned, sit down, grab some popcorn, and go, okay, here we go. How is this going to turn out?
Gene Simmons from Kiev.
Yeah.
From Kiev.
Just want to see.
All right, here's a strange list of celebrities with strange and expensive collections.
All right.
Let's see. Like, who's on? Nicolas Cage is on there. We know that one.
He's what? Superman memorabilia or comic book stuff?
Shrunken pygmy heads.
I was even. Oh, Jesus.
Of course he does.
I like shrunken heads. Here's a pygmy. Do you need a pygmy up?
I'll pick me up.
That's my website. That's right.
Can you feel down?
Losing energy, pick me up.
Like, I feel like he sits you in a room, you have to drink whatever he's drinking.
And you don't want to.
And it's weird.
It's some kind of weird concoction.
It's going to make you sweat.
He's like blacked out drunk and be like, come see my shrunken head.
They're all pygmies.
Right.
American Treasure wasn't fiction.
Yeah, like, what?
Come on, dude. Like, hey, man, I'm Nick Cage. You want to get married? And then go get married. That's kind of how he is.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever he wants to do.
Like, inside of like a weekend?
Johnny Depp.
Guitars.
Rings.
Barbies.
Jesus Christ.
You know what? They are collectible.
He's got limited edition even Beyonce, Elvis, and Lindsay Lohan dolls.
Wait a minute. Elvis had a Barbie doll?
I guess dolls in general, but the Barbie collection is a big thing.
Okay. I've got the...
I just like to get them naked.
I got the Beyonce Barbie doll.
Not says he uses the dolls to improv scenes with his kids.
Oh.
You ever just imagine a woman with no areolas or nipples?
How old are his kids?
I don't
47.
Know. I was going to say, like, he...
I think he's a weird old dude.
Because he didn't have any kids.
Dolls, and it's just like, yeah, I use it to practice acting with my
kids. He didn't have any kids with Amber What's-Her-Face, right?
Amber Heard?
Yeah.
Did he have a kid with her?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
So then how far, like, shouldn't his kids technically be, if they are kids, like, early 20s?
I don't 20s? Know.
The dad collects Barbie dolls. Who knows?
All right, Rod Stewart. This one's kind of cool.
I'll say soccer kits.
So, he is a massive Celtic fan, you're not wrong, but that's not it. He spent almost 30 years building massive model train cities in his home.
Ooh.
Okay.
Inspired by mid-century Manhattan and Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Rod Stewart invites you over and says, you want to go play with the trains? You play with the trains.
If you want my body on up on the railroad, come on over to my house.
Ted's only request if he's getting pulled into Rod Stewart's basement to look at his trains is like, can we put on some of your records?
Yeah, exactly. Mike and I saw your show.
Dude, it was great.
We had three drinks. It cost me $100.
No, damn, dude. I told you no.
You did. And I'm like, no, Mike, get us a shot. And then that bill came, and I was like, oh, I don't like paychecks anyhow.
Right.
Tom Hanks has more
typewriters.
Boom.
Yep.
All right.
That doesn't shock me. He strikes me as that guy.
You go like, of course.
Right.
Of course.
All right. What about Kiefer Sutherland?
Kiefer Sutherland.
He's got pipes.
This cigarette butts.
This makes sense for him. He has over 100 rare guitars.
All right.
Okay. But I like this. He plays them.
I believe that.
He's good. They're not just sitting up to like look at them. Like, he plays them regularly.
Good.
Yeah.
Look, you know, I get on you guys if, you know, you get a souvenir bottle of somebody's liquor or something like that. Maybe you stole from somebody else's office. But I get it. Like, you know, you want to save that. You don't want to drink that, you know, right out of the gate.
No, I disagree.
But
I
save
the bottle.
Right.
But I drink the booze.
The guitar, though, play that damn thing. If you've got a signed guitar by the members of Motley Crue, play that damn guitar. Don't worry, it'll go right back up on the wall.
I'm back to being in Rod Stewart's basement and play with his train set.
Hell yeah.
I'm not leaving. I don't even care. I'm just going to sit down there and do that.
Miles wants the outfit.
I'm mesmerized by that.
He wants the overall.
Well, if
hat.
You're going to play with trains, I feel like there's a changing room and you have to be dressed as an engineer.
You do. Right? I'm going full on.
You got to blow the whistle.
That's the nickname for Rod Stewart's penis.
Oh, Penelope Cruz.
I hope bikinis.
No strips.
Fans.
Coat hangers.
What?
Yep.
Why does she have the weirdest thing that we mentioned?
She finds beauty in their craftsmanship.
I guess she gets the super expensive
So ones. Does that mean you put clothes on them? Or do you just...
She just likes to
use them. You collect them, just you're the not putting clothes.
Because you're not displaying them.
You open a closet,
they're underneath
there's
the
no
dresser,
coats in it. Right. It's just hangers.
If you walk into a room and she's just got these all displayed, I'd be like, where are the bodies?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be strange. I don't care how hot she is. Like, that would be strange.
Like, I've got a couple suits that I got from Men's Warehouse that I made sure... Now, they upsold me on these coat hangers because they're moth-resistant.
They sold you coat hangers?
They did.
Huh.
And they're really nice coat hangers.
I've never had that upsell before.
Well, they apparently have something in the wood that's like anti-moth or something like that.
Okay.
Right. So that's why I got them. It's probably a crock, but
I'm just
going
to take the dust off my head.
Right, but they're really good. Those are my only good hangers. The rest of them are the cheap plastic crap or what I get from the dry cleaners.
Yeah, those are the wild ones.
Which eventually turn into, you know, drain unclogged.
I was going to say something in your bathroom, man.
Elton John, this one shouldn't shock you.
Piano.
Sunglasses.
Oh, really?
He's got over 15,000 pairs of them. He has a room dedicated, full rooms of sunglasses.
He could live in Seattle with that sunglasses collection.
You know, for a place that doesn't get as much sun as others, people love sunglasses here.
They do, and they lose them all the time. That's why we're
Because we're not used to it, so when it comes out, we're like, vampires.
If I go to visit family back east in, like, March, it's so dark here. I'm just like, I can't see. I'm blind. let's see. Steve Martin.
Banjos.
So, but he also has a serious fine art collection.
I can believe that.
But he is obsessed with weird banjos, too.
Weird banjos.
It's kind of weird. He's looked the same for 40 years.
I know.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino has...
Toes.
Feet pictures.
Vintage board games.
All right. Let's see that.
Okay, that's cool.
And then, I think for maybe the strangest one, Amanda Siegfried?
Seyfried, yeah.
Man, I have no idea, man.
Glasses.
Taxidermied animals.
That fits
for her.
Have you seen those squirrels you can buy from that one lady and she dresses them up?
No.
Yeah, I kind of want one of those.
Like a dinner for schmucks thing going on?
What do you mean?
Yeah, seriously.
There's one, a lady does hamsters, but
it's
like...
Or maybe hamster. There's one like on a stripper pole.
Yes. It's the hamster.
Is it hamsters?
Dude, it is hilarious. Like, you look at it and you go, that's stupid. Then you realize you're intrigued.
I don't know why, dude. That makes her more attractive to me. The fact that she's crazy enough that she's got taxidermied animals.
She is dead serious about this, too.
Yeah.
She's like, it's my passion in life.
This is really bad.
I'm in. I am locked in, man.
This is terrible.
Let's go.
Look at the outfit.
Let's see. If you're going to watch something on TV tonight, you got the 15th season finale of Bob's Burgers over on Fox. Are you looking at
him? He pulled up the
images. Jeez.
Let's buy one for the studio.
Yes.
Let's go.
Isn't that something? Okay. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Headlines are coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Now time to find out what happens when man with the world's largest penis slips in the shower. Meanwhile, a Florida woman wins the Python Hunting Challenge and does it with impressive mammary power. Man arrested for trying to smuggle 850 turtles overseas. A Linwood DoorDash driver, he sets your dinner on fire underneath some trees. And a Florida couple basically calls the cops so they can be arrested. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines.
Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to London for an impressive story. A man is making headlines for breaking his arm, which isn't something too newsworthy, but the story is how it came about, and you might have just heard Miles say it. The man was in his shower, going about his normal ritual when his vision was blocked near his feet, where an errant glob of shower gel was waiting to cause havoc. Unable to see the waiting danger, he slipped on the gel and fell, breaking his arm. But what was blocking his view, you ask? Why? Of course, it was his substantial 14.5-inch member.
Yeah.
His swinging prior.
Like, you already got the record, dude. You don't need to, like, be like, oh, I hurt myself. Couldn't see. It's my hog.
He says it not only blocked his vision, but created an issue of balance, Ted. That aided in tipping him over as well.
Oh, God, come on.
It's just so big, it knocked me up.
Couldn't regain my balance, man. My big hog was going one way. I'm trying to go the other.
A dude slipped in the shower. And then he's like, oh, yeah, but remember, it's because my hog's so big.
It takes me 10 minutes to wash my body. 15 to wash Terry Bollea. Your Hulkster.
It's like a grandfather clock pendulum down there. Jesus.
Did you see the picture? I'm just like in pants up.
Yes!
I mean, it's just
it's down to his knee.
It's ridiculous.
How weird would he look or if he just was amputated below the knee? He's in a wheelchair, and the longest thing on the wheelchair is his flaccid penis.
If that honestly, if I walk in the room and that guy's just sitting on the couch, I'm just like, get out of here.
No. He's not allowed to wear sweatpants ever.
No.
It's ridiculous without the re. Jesus, man.
Oh, my God. That thing needs its own ID.
Wow, you got a holster for that?
There's no re on it.
That's straight up.
Oh, my God.
He's named himself Nicholas. Nicholas.
I couldn't see my feet. It was blocking my vision like an octopus tentacle.
I don't know why. I looked up another picture of this idiot.
It's like I got a sequoia down there. Yeah. A couple in Florida.
Every time I get an erection, I pass out. There's blood flow to my head.
And he's just an average-looking dude.
Right, to a point.
So I guess we find out if size matters.
That's why I couldn't be a doctor, because you're not supposed to like have an outburst. Well, like, you know, this is your new patient.
Whoa!
Like, Jesus!
Yeah.
My God!
See, like, if they bring, like, extra people in to look at it.
You know they do.
Because, you know, if something bad happens to you, they don't typically do that.
Right.
But if it was just your unit.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, all right. Hold on. Hey, doc, you gotta see this.
Well, thing. Miles, you know, because you went in for surgery, and they had to shift it to the side and secure it well during the surgery, correct?
Hemorrhoidectomy, I think they did that. Yeah.
What kind of duct tape do they need to use in order to get this guy's out of the way?
If he's on a bag and has a morning erection, are the blankets even touching his shoulder?
I think I was on my side, but I'm not. But I know they had to put me on my back for something.
Yeah.
Do you think if he gets surgery, they give him a catheter, or they just run his entire penis directly to the bathroom?
His morning erection, he's tossing that sheet like a piece of pizza dough.
Yeah. I was wondering, what was it, the kit or the caboodle? Like, what did they take?
And what is he, English?
Yeah, London.
Yeah. Largest Willie. Not calling that a Willie at that point.
That's a William.
That's a William.
That's a William.
Yeah. William.
That's a Bill.
That is Sir William.
William something the third.
Oh, God. All right, another news. A couple in Florida learned the hard way that honesty is just always the better choice. A police report was filed by a woman claiming to be the victim of a hit and run. She said that she was driving with her boyfriend when they were hit at an intersection, and she even had the plate number of the suspected vehicle. Officers tracked them down and found that, one, there was no damage to the car, and two, their side of the story was that there was a verbal altercation between the two, but no contact. They circled back to their victim and watched as her story started to unravel. Turns out, she wasn't driving, her boyfriend, Dwayne, was. Turns out, Dwayne's name is actually LaRon, who is on probation for violating a domestic abuse injunction. Turns out, LaRon was about to get in trouble with his parole officer, and the two came up with the lie to explain the damage to their car.
Now, so they called the cops, who would not have shown up otherwise.
Yeah. Well, I think the story doesn't detail it because I couldn't piece it together either. It's like, why come up with the ruse at all? I think he was about to get in trouble with his parole officer.
They called the cops to say that this happened.
There was damage to her car.
All right.
But not the one that she claimed did the hit and run. So I think that damage correlates to him in some sort of violation of his parole.
All right.
That's the only thing I can pencil together. But both of them have been arrested and faced several charges.
Well, also, everybody knows you're going to lie. Just keep lying.
Right.
Just make
just
it
keep
work.
It going.
Yep. That's right. Just dig your hole.
Yep.
Dig it as far as you can.
I've got a 14-inch willy.
A local smuggler has been brought to justice after shipping hundreds of illegal exports. The man is a Chinese native and has been running an operation for a little over a year where he would collect contraband here in the U.S. to ship to Hong Kong, where his goods are not legal. But they are sought after by pet owners as... Come on, y'all. What are you looking at, Miles?
Nothing.
Are you looking at the willy?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. What kind of stuff is he selling?
He is selling... Hang on.
Oh.
He has shipped more than 200 parcels containing box turtles of various species stuffed into socks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why are turtles such a big thing
like,
right
is
now?
Is it for soup or for...
No, just pet owners. They don't have them out there.
Oh.
They got cool designs on
you
them.
You sure they're not grinding them up for something for your willy?
Some of them might be.
All right. I mean, really. Doesn't that...
The animals were...
Deer antler.
Ray Lewis was all of it. Was it deer antler or deer pee? One of those two things.
Deer antler. It's supposed to help your tea in the bedroom.
Yeah.
All right.
But see, when Ray Lewis says it, you go, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man. Okay. Yeah. The animals were in, were placed in boxes marked plastic animal toys and were eventually tracked down by authorities with a combined total of around $1.4 million in parcels. In addition to turtles, it was reported that he's also shipped other various reptiles since he pled guilty to the charges. What in the hell are you guys looking
nothing,
at over there?
Nothing.
I'm trying to run a very sophisticated
nothing.
News program over
yeah,
here.
Hey, man, nothing you're doing a great job, Mike.
Yeah, you are.
Just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
The Florida Python Challenge has concluded for the year, an annual event in which volunteers band together to capture as many invasive Burmese pythons in the area as they can in an effort to preserve Florida's natural environment. This year, just shy of 1,000 people. You all right, Ryan? Just shy of 1,000. I know, they're laughing at something. I don't know what the hell they're looking at.
I just heard you say sophisticated.
This year, just shy of 1,000 people from 30 states and Canada participated and managed to capture 294 pythons. But the winner of the challenge goes to a young lady from Naples who wrangled an astounding 60 of those 294
damn.
To take home the $10,000 grand prize.
Wow. That's a lot of boots.
That's a lot of boots. A lot of snakes with them in the
you
boots.
You should see that young lady.
Yes, you should.
Yes, you should.
She knows how to wrangle a snake.
Mm.
Yeah. Men's Room Sports, Mariners wrapped up their series with the Baltimore Orioles earlier this morning and immediately hit the road to New York where they'll take on the Mets for a weekend series. As far as what you got tonight, you got a little more baseball on over on FS1 and some Canadian football over on CBS
oh, really?
Sports. Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
A little Canadian football
yeah,
league
nice.
In there. As far as your weather, should be partially cloudy, but with some bouts of rain tonight, bringing things down to about 63. Tomorrow's looking a lot the same, as well as they're predicting a constant cloud cover with bouts of rain all day long.
Yep.
Hooray. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Oh, thanks, wow. Sir. Appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Bad Choice Friday and Ted versus the FCC.
Yes, it's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.